Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Four oh five, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Got a lot of great stuff coming our way. Folks, I know we're getting ready for Memorial Day. I remind you, don't ever say Happy Memorial Day. It's very inappropriate. And even with that, many of us have activities. I will spend part of the day on Memorial Day at the Virginia War Memorial. I have been invited, talk about an honor, to read some of the names of those who are on that wall down there. So it's a solemn occasion, to be sure, but it's something that I am really, really looking forward to. And others, well, as we are observing Memorial Day, there's no question we'll be engaged in certain activities, right? Many of us are going to do some things outside. I will, of course, be stopping over to see my friends at Tom Leonard's Farmers Market. Heidi and I are regular customers. Now, it's an interesting thing, and I want you to understand it fully. I mean, we've been customers forever and a day, and now we're legitimately friends with the Leonards, Tom and TJ. And I remember many years ago, Tom telling me the story of his nephew. I thought, oh, good Lord. And I guess it was last week or the week before, I was over there at the store and I saw boxes of animal crackers for Stewie the Duck. And there was plush for Stewie the Duck. And I thought, well, everybody needs to know this story. Everybody has to know this story, especially as we're dealing with this whole month that's talking about kids and water safety. Ryan Leonard is joining us and I am so happy that she is with us. Thank you for being here.
Hey, Jeff. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, the pleasure is mine. I want you to share with everybody the story of Stewie the Duck, of course, but the story behind Stewie the Duck as well, if you don't mind.
Of course. I just have one question. I heard you suffered an injury with cake cutting at my uncle's party last weekend. I need to make sure you're okay.
I am fine. It was a small cake cutting nick, but I rubbed it with icing and all is right with the world.
Okay, good. I'm happy to hear it. I want to make sure it wasn't getting in the way of your work or anything.
No, ma'am. No. We are good.
All right. Good to hear. Okay, so to go and talk about Stewie the Duck, and I'm thrilled to be on here, especially because May is Water Safety Awareness Month. So my parents and my Uncle Tommy and TJ, who I know you know very well in Richmond. So 38 years ago, on my older sister's birthday, all my aunts and uncles and my parents were together with all the kids. Right. And there were eight adults who were around the pool. And my brother, who was 21 months at the time, snuck away, and within seconds, he drowned. Mm. And even with all those adults around the pool, nobody immediately saw it happen. And obviously, you know, that's a situation that could happen to anyone any day. Yeah. And so my parents took that tragedy, you know, of their son drowning with all these supervisors around. And they were like, this wasn't a lack of supervision. It was a lapse of supervision. And we want to make sure this never happens to anyone else. So they started the Stu Leonard III Water Safety Foundation. And over the years, we have raised over $6 million. Wow. And we have been able to donate over 250,000 free swim lessons to underprivileged kids. So that has been super, super rewarding. And really our mission is just to raise awareness for water safety. And unfortunately, like the next few months over the summer, my parents are probably going to get like 6 to 12 calls of families who suffer a similar tragedy. And we want to do whatever we can to obviously help those families, but also just prevent it from happening to anyone else.
Your parents, I sit back and I don't know that I would be capable of taking such a tragedy and turning it into such a positive for other people. God bless them. That's amazing.
I know. And I now have a 1.5-year-old boy of my own, and I have another baby on the way. So it hits home in a way that it hasn't before until I became a mom myself.
Sure.
And my son is like a mischievous little boy who wants to get into everything he shouldn't.
Of course.
And actually, last weekend we were at a block party in our neighborhood cul-de-sac. And I turned for literally, I think it must have been 30 seconds to say hi to some of our neighbors. Right. And I turned to the side to see where my son was. And he was behind the only car that was like in that general vicinity. Thankfully, no one was in it, but the car was on. And I just panicked and sprinted over there.
Yep.
And I, since that moment, have been like, I literally took my eyes off him for less than 30 seconds. And I can only imagine like how many times that's going to continue to happen in my life. And it just makes me think about it in such a different way. Because thankfully I was able to run over there and grab him and no one was in the car, but that wouldn't have been the same case if it was a pool.
No, it wouldn't have. And as the dad to two now young men in their 20s, it's going to happen a lot. You're going to deal with it, boy. And it is one of those things, as you know. I mean, here I'm telling you, like, you haven't heard this already, but it is one of those things you're always going to have top of mind, and you always try and be aware. And that's why what happened with your older brother was such a, as your parents described it, a lapse of supervision, not a lack of supervision. Everybody around the pool loved this little guy. Everybody around the pool was devoted to that little guy, but God bless it, just that split second. And everybody's life.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Changes.
Yeah. And I think, like, one thing my mom preaches a lot is cell phones, because, you know, it's so easy to get distracted by Apple Watches and cell phones and technology in general.
Yep.
And, you know, if you're sitting out by the pool, it's a beautiful day, or you're on the beach and you look at your phone for a few seconds, you know, and take your eyes off your kids, then that's when something could happen. And it literally just takes a few seconds. And I actually heard someone the other day say that being like the water watcher with kids around a pool, mm-hmm. or any body of water, is basically like having a designated driver. So kind of thinking about it the same way, like the designated driver is not going to drink, you know, they're going to be the one responsible for driving everyone home. Whereas this water watcher, whoever is on duty at that point, is the one responsible for having full undivided attention on the children who are near or in the water.
That is brilliant.
So I really like that. I heard the other day.
That is wonderful. Gosh, I hope everybody takes that to heart. You know, in our neck of the woods, we've got all of our neighborhood pools, the community pools, the club pools. They're all going to open on Memorial Day, and all of a sudden we'll go from nobody's near the water to hundreds of thousands of people in central Virginia. Well, we want to help. And it's obviously the lesson, but there's so much that's grown out of this. And I know officially the Stu Leonard III Water Safety Foundation, but it's Stewie the Duck that brings it home. So what do we do and how do we help?
That's a great question. So we, through this foundation, and we actually opened up 2 years ago our first swim school. Wow. Where we're teaching lessons. We teach over 1,000 kids a day. And at that swim school, you know, the people who come in there and are paying for the lessons are essentially paying for their child's lesson and donating a free one to an underprivileged kid. Mm-hmm. So we have that swim school in Connecticut, and then we're actually opening one in Jersey in the fall.
Oh, wow.
In Clifton, New Jersey.
Okay.
But I think what anyone, like what we try and do with our water safety awareness mission is to just, through either people signing up for swim lessons or my parents actually wrote a book called Stewie the Duck Learns to Swim, which you can buy on the Stu Leonard's website. And also they do have them at Tom Leonard's locally as well.
Okay.
You can buy that book, and it's a fun book for kids to learn the important rules of water safety.
Yep.
And of course, signing up your kids for swim lessons. I was reading just about some of the local, Richmond initiatives, and I think mm-hmm. it's so cool that the Richmond Y, has partnered with Swim VRA to do I think they called it drown proofing Richmond.
Yes, that's right.
Which
that's right.
I absolutely love.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great resource.
Yeah, it really is. And I think like the best thing you can possibly do is just educate your children, educate yourselves, and sign your kids up for swim lessons wherever you are.
Let me ask you about the financial support for the foundation. Obviously, Stewie the Duck Learns to Swim. I was just over at your uncle and cousin's store the other day. I see the Stewie the Duck plush, Stewie the Duck animal crackers. For my listeners who are already customers at Tom Leonard's, if they're purchasing those items, does that help the foundation in some way?
It does. So all of those net proceeds go back to the foundation.
Yeah.
And if anyone's feeling extra generous in Water Safety Awareness Month or whenever, you can go to stewietheduck.org and you can donate to our foundation. And basically every $10 that we receive gives a free swim lesson to an underprivileged kid. Kids who take swim lessons are 88% less likely to drown. So that $10 that someone could donate could go a long way and make a big difference in some child and family's life.
Well, if it's all right with you, obviously we already tell people about heading over to Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market in Short Pump. But if it's all right, I want to share the website, stewietheduck.org. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, I'll get it up on all of the social media, share it out there, get as many people signing up to help. And it's such an amazing mission. And again, such admiration for your folks to take what happened to them and turn it into a positive opportunity, literally at this point, I would say, for millions of other people. That it's just amazing and heartwarming and thank you to them for stepping to the plate, if you will.
Yeah, of course. I know anything we can do, we always want to try and help. And I feel the same way. I mean, I've always been in awe of my parents, but especially, you know, now working for the foundation and being more involved and being a parent on my own, you know, it hits home in a different way.
It sure does. Thank you so much for being here. That is Ryan Leonard. She is with the Stu Leonard III Water Safety Foundation, stewietheduck.org. You heard the story, and it's a heartbreaking story, but her mom and dad took that story. They said, look, it wasn't a lack of supervision. They had all these adults sitting around a swimming pool. They all loved the little Stewie. It was a lapse of supervision, just a split second, and that was enough. You can support this by going to the website, stewietheduck.org. You can support it by heading over to Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market in Short Pump and buying the book, Stewie the Duck Learns to Swim. They've got the books over there. If you want to buy them over there, they're on Amazon. If you want to have a taste treat, well, buy a bunch of animal crackers, Stewie the Duck animal crackers. I think what I'm going to do, it just occurred to me, I didn't even think of this before, I'm going to buy a whole slew of those, get them into Julia's classroom before school is over for this year. And the plush, Stewie the Duck plush. Please step up and help, will you please? Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.